Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. I've made a decision, and I had a front porch discussion with a very, very good friend of mine. Live in the same neighborhood. We attend the same church. We share a lot of the same ideals. He's married to a wonderful, wonderful person. And he was telling me about the need to disconnect. And he says, I'm coming back. But he said, it just wears you down. And there's this malaise of hopelessness that's out there. After I reflected on our conversation, for this person who I know pretty well, in talking to other friends, I reconnected with a couple of old friends and family members when I was in Colorado this past week. And the malaise is the same. I drive down the road and I watch people do incredibly aggressive things in far greater volume than I've ever seen. And I know this is anecdotal, but nonetheless, it's real. I see people passing other people who are going 10 miles over the speed limit, so they're not impeding traffic. And then they brake check them, only to come to a stop 100 feet in front of them. I'm seeing unbridled aggression that's free floating when people drive. I see it in public. People don't greet each other as they once did. It's like we're zombies playing a role in a movie that's about the disconnection of humanity. And after I observed all this, I decided to make a couple of shifts in my program. Oh, I'm going to talk about the war today once. I've got some new TPUSA stuff that's earth-shattering. And again, why TPUSA? And I got asked that by my friend yesterday. He didn't say it directly, but he said it by inference. Because they are in control of a movement that can really push people in the wrong direction. And when they're run, by my humble opinion, liars, non-Christians who pretend to be Christians, financial improprieties, questionable dealings with the Charlie Kirk, you know what, I have to say, I can't let that organization in good conscience go unexposed from my perspective. This is why I continue to do what I do. But I'm going to limit it. And you notice I have been limiting it in the last week. Yet, these are the people who will brainwash your kids to go to war. These are the people that will give up their Christian faith in honor of their donor's religion. And let's forget about the resurrection and just live in the Old Testament. The resurrection never happened. If we carry out what they're saying and doing, this is the logical conclusion. This is why I spent so much time on this group. It wasn't just about a murder mystery, knives out, whodunit. But I do have something to say about that today, too. Zach DeGregorio's come out with a very intriguing video. I'm still digesting it, but I'm going to comment on some things that I agree with and other things I'm not so sure. And I'm going to offer a different perspective, and not to denigrate Zach. He's done fantastic work and will continue to do so. Just normal human beings having some professional disagreements as well as agreements. So I'm going to still do those things. But my training is in stat research and mostly psychology, both from an academic and a therapeutic standpoint. And I have really stretched my study in psychology to go into new frontiers, frequency modulation of the human brain. I've looked at the principles that were used by the CIA and MKUltra and have looked at modern society structure and say, are we going through that? I've looked at phenomena like learned helplessness, hopelessness. I'm going to cover it all. And I'm going to do it on an ongoing basis because what we know about psychological techniques designed to manipulate you, like groupthink. People will riot when other people are rioting, when they're around, they'll loot when other people are looting, unless they know what the tendency is and they understand the psychological principles. And the research says that you can cut the chances of those behavior by more than half. That's what I'm going to basically be using as justification to look at the psychology that's being used against us to manipulate us, who I believe is behind it. And I'll give you a spoiler alert. It ain't human. And it's not the traditional ET from the planet Mars or whatever constellation you want to bring them from. It's not what it is. It's spiritual. It's good versus evil. And I see the evil in an organization like TPUSA, and that's been pointed out ad nauseum, but it permeates our society. And it's causing us to engage as human beings aberrant behavior. When people, well, let me just put it this way. Those of you who have pets, you know this is true. Your dogs, for example, like consistent routine. And when their routine is continually upset, this is when you get aberrant behavior. We're being continually upset. We're being manipulated. We're being discouraged, depressed. And we're going to expose that right here on the Common Sense Show, along with the current events. And I'm going to give myself an outlet every other day, every third day. Maybe every day is warranted. I'm going to do something on sports because it's an outlet. It can be fun. But it also is getting dirty, just like society. And I want to point that out. You say, how would that happen? I'll just say one word: gambling. Anyway, you know who I am. You know what we do here. We are brought to you by something that can naturally boost your immune system. By the way, polyquinone is huge in this product here to boost your immune system. And I've been reading new research from biologists and doctors that talk about how these elements raise your immune system to unbelievable levels and gets into other side benefits with cognitive functioning, delaying onset of cognitive disorders later in life. Not associated with the product in terms of what they tell you about it. They say, hey, this will boost your immune system, but the polyquinone, go look at the research on this. It's phenomenal. No wonder I'm so much more alert than I was. Not to mention my immune system was boosted to where I overcame something that would ultimately have been life-threatening. All you got to do to get the product is go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I want to show you what I saw over on X. And I just randomly was putting something up on my own. And I found this and I said, this is a nice overlay for where I'm going to take this series. And by the way, this series may never end. I won't call it part 57 or part 138, but it could go that far because it is that multidimensional, that complicated. But this is a really good overview. Let's take a look at what it says here. And I'm going to just go through the timeline here, and then I'm going to show you the little clips here they put here. And they put music on there. I had to mute it because of the copyright concerns. The evolution of disconnection. And by the way, this isn't just an American phenomenon. I reported last year about this concept called Benlloy, Let It Rot, where the Chinese young adults, they've had so much taken away from them that enable them to move into society and live decent lives, like the tutoring. Well, the government says, well, we can't have competition for our kids. So they let the tutoring go on for the approved elite, but the masses don't get it. It just it's not much different here, by the way. There's a lot of blocks to economic and social stratification in America as well. But the Chinese kids are doing now, the young adults, they're saying to hell with society. And they're becoming domestic engineers in their parents' home. We're starting to see this in Japan. It's spreading throughout Europe. This isn't just an American phenomena, but it is a human phenomena because it's being done to us by entities that are not human, that are influencing humans to carry out their will. More on that later, but let's just take a look at the outline. In the 1960s, kids played outside. 1970s, a lot of freedom, a lot of music. 1980s, creativity and color. 1990s, laughter and life. 2000, screens appeared. And I think this is a problem. I'll do a piece on this separately about what happens to you and your kids when you engage in screen time. 2010, silence. Shut up. We'll deplatform you. You'll lose your job. 2020, connection lost. It's where humanity was separated from society. Kids were separated from school and from each other. And we have kids with serious learning deficits now because of our lockdowns. Let's take a look at the clip here. Does this look familiar? Look at the disconnect. This is beautifully caught here. I'm assuming this is near skyline, but this is beautifully caught here. You know, if you go back, let me just take this back for a second and show you this. Look at the interaction with the kids. This was typical, and this was 30 years ago. Continuing, notice the change. They're beginning to get introduced to it, but they're not totally isolated by physical space. Notice what happens next here. I don't see any evidence of interaction here. This is showing up in our society today by our marriage rates among young adults, year of first birth for women. There are young people that are saying, I don't want to date. I'm talking 20s. And they have disparaging things to say about the opposite sex. Some of it I see is true. And finally, but soon in 2020, these kids won't even be in the same space. They'll be confined to a home in an education from a liberal nut job that's not teaching math. They're teaching woke. Now, how many times do we see that reported? I did a lot of reporting on this. This is upsetting. We are disconnected. And it's not just the screens. That's only one element, one dimension of the problem. It's multifactorial. The ultimate cause of isolation is separation from God and embracing sin. But there are corollaries that run out from that too, like what you saw there in that depiction, screen time. It's you and the screen, it's not you and others. You're disconnected. And the number of friends in our circles now has shrunk. We are engaged in aberrant anger that isn't warranted, and in past years, things that make people violently angry right now do not. We wonder why we have these public acts of violence against the masses. It's all about disconnection. And it's partly economic, it's partly technological, and it's more than those two, spiritual. Have you seen this? We're ending up with a society right now that doesn't, younger people that don't want to get married, don't want to have kids. They're disconnected from careers. And what do you think AI effect is going to be? If this producer of that little cartoon schematic were to come back in 2030, you know what they're going to say? AI. AI will be worse than the lockdowns we had in 2020 because now you've got no hope for the future. You've got nothing to go to. All but estimated 5% of the jobs will eventually be farmed out to AI. So not only is this a emotional disconnect problem, forming relationships at work, learning people skills at work, where is this all going? What's the purpose? Well, I'll have to talk about what's behind it in several instances over time, because there is a central theme here. This is satanic. Oh, no. I'm not criticizing the critics of Erica Kirk and TPUSA. Everyone that criticizes them, they're satanic, they're demonic. But there are satanic and demonic forces out there. And unrelated to TPUSA right now, I'm talking generally. We're disconnected from God. We're disconnected from each other. And in many cases, we're disconnected from ourselves. Some of it's being programmed, and we're going to cover some of that. Some of it is what we put into our bodies, both what we think is legitimate and what we know is illegal. And some of it is we're not even teaching people skills anymore. We're not. I look at kids in school today and I reflect back on my time as a young student. There was a lot of emphasis on competition. Okay, be the best you can be, win that spelling contest, be number one on your math paper. Okay, show the greatest improvement over time. But then there was cooperation. Red Rover, Red Rover, send Billy right over. And you had to lock arms against a common opponent. And then you learn team sports in grade school. But you also learn individual sports like tennis. So we had a mix of competition, cooperation. So we learned how to compete and be civil. We can't even talk to each other anymore. This is what made Charlie such an exception. And then we had the competition, the cooperation. We had pretty well-rounded Americans, but then something changed. Something changed. We used to say prayers in school. We were united as a single culture. Multicultural is a prescription for national destruction. I wish that weren't true. I used to embrace that idea. And I'm not talking not respecting each other. Of course you should. But when a nation tries to be all things to all people, that nation falls. Rome made that mistake. To a large extent, Greece made that mistake. The Chinese understand this. No, they take it to an extreme, a real extreme. Thou shalt not have, you shall not have any other CCP gods before you. The CCP is your god. But they demand cultural unification. That gives you a national identity. And you wonder today, why do so many people hate America? Show me where many of the people that are here grew up loving America, learning the lessons of patriotism, standing for the flag. If you didn't grow up with it, it's really hard to learn to appreciate it. Some immigrants do a wonderful job, and then they transmit that to their kids. But I would say it's not as common as we'd like it to be. In all of what's going on right now, and I'm going to be covering these things I said over time, I believe it's socially engineered. This is not an accident. This is not a consequence of a technology we developed that got out of control and we don't know how to handle it, and it's destroying our young's ability to make friends. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is these consequences we're going through right now, the alienation, the anger, the hopelessness, the helplessness. It's all programmed. And the programming comes at you in different forms. This is all social engineering. Now, if you want to believe that all these things happening at once in the last 15 years, because that's largely where we're looking at this, if you want to think that it's all coincidence, well, God bless you. But you've got to have a lot of variables that are interconnected that are just there by random chance. That's like saying your cells working together is just a coincidence. It's not design. That's what you'd have to believe. And stay with me as we expose this because I'm going to work on this principle. What we know on the research on groupthink, Mob rule. We go along to get along because, and we'll engage in things we ordinarily would never do because everyone else is doing it. When we educate people about what that's like and what are the factors, like I said, over 50% of the people now will not do what they might have otherwise done with those influences. And shall I say it this way? When you're building a planetary totalitarian regime, when you're building that, the last thing you can afford is indifference. And I really think some of the indifference that we have right now is withdrawal from what's not healthy and being forced upon us. That's an adaptive response. The problem is you can adapt it as a buffer, but then what do you go to? See, nature hates a vacuum. And the social engineers know this. So they'll hit you with one thing, you become indifferent and oppose it, and then they bring you into another realm. It's kind of like, okay, well, we're going to treat each other better and we're going to love each other and please vote for the Democrats. And then, oh, we need to revive the economy. Hey, we don't want any wars. We're going to make America the best we can. And then your politicians are off serving foreign nations, special interests. It's just not the greed and selfishness of our leaders. They're entrapped into this game too. It's all programming. Stay with me as I present these from time to time, and I think you're going to have your eyes wide open. What I'd like to see in the comments is some engagement. Tell me what you see that fits under the large umbrella that I just produced. Give me your interpretations or take this in a different direction. Because the more dialogue that we have, the healthier responses we can make because we'll see more options. But right now, I'm not interested in going down the path that's being programmed for us. Now, I'm probably past programming. Unless extreme forced measures are used. I know who I am. I've lived a long life. But there are a lot of people who don't have a strong sense of ego and identity. Some due to age, some due to life circumstances, some due to personal immaturity caused by various things. And they're the ones that are influenced. So tell me your story. Tell me what you think. And if you have any ideas on how we should deal with this, please list those too. I think this should be a communication that should go far and wide. And because we're on all digital platforms, please do so. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless all of you. And we'll see you back here again next time. I don't want to insult anyone's intelligence because I know some of you will already have thought of these things given the state of war that we're in right now and what it means for you domestically. But in case you haven't and you haven't processed it through, it's okay. No harm in not knowing. But I just want to just lay the groundwork here very quickly. Back in the when Iraq attacked Kuwait, I was actually visiting my mom in Colorado, and the attack was announced at about 6 a.m. local time in Denver. By noon, gas had gone up 95 cents. But this isn't the only warning I'm going to give. This is just kind of a springboard to a bigger story economically. What does this war mean for you? And this is what we're going to present and what we're going to talk about here on the Common Sense Show. Well, the war has a lot of impact on your pocketbook. And we're going to get into that, but I'm going to give you one preventative measure now, among others I'll cover later. And that's, you'd say gold's high. What do you think is going to happen? What's going to happen to the economy, to the value of the dollar as we're spending money we don't have, as we send Israel $4 billion more dollars? What do you think is going to happen to your economy? Okay, so we're going to get into some of the real specifics here short term and some are long term. But one of them you need to look at here is you need to let Noble Gold help you. Your 401k is going to bounce like a basketball that's overinflated. That's a fact. So's your IRA. Anything tied to the bank, also, they can keep. If the bank's getting distressed because this war extends, you can say goodbye to a lot of your resources and assets. You could get a bail-in, best case scenario, where you'll get a percentage of what you own, or you'll lose the whole damn thing like they did in 1929. Noble Gold is here to help you with all of this. Call them. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. And tell them that Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you. 877-646-5347. All right, let's just start with the obvious here, the price of gas. Let me go through what we know right now. In the Red Sea, 15% of all world oil pours through that. And the Houthis are attacking anything that moves now, approaching the Red Sea. That's a fact. And I got to tell you, one military action I support right now is the complete and absolute obliteration of the Houthis' ability to do what they're doing. And I don't know that we're paying enough attention to it. And I'm not a military planner, don't pretend to be. But to me, you have to eliminate the major threat to your economy. And that's one of them right there. And it's also Iran's instrument of war. So if you're going to bomb five cities like they're doing, you need to expand what you're doing with the Houthis. That's, to me, unmistakable. Also, too, the Strait of Hormuz is in jeopardy. And shipping rates now have tripled in the last 12 hours. What's that going to do to the price of gas? 20% of global oil passes through the Strait of Hormuz. This is a very big deal, and Iran knows this. They know they can't outlast the United States. They understand that. So their short-term goals is to wreck our economy. And we are an oil-based economy. And they're trying to take away as much of that as possible. But there's another factor we're not even considering. And I'm going to get to how it affects the American family in a second, but I got to lay the threat out. There's also a domestic threat. We had open borders, absolute unvetted open borders where we let in known terrorists that have been caught, terrorist groups that have been caught. You don't think that the Iranians haven't anticipated this all along and they haven't taken preemptive action? We had Casey Fleming, advisor to the White House, the Pentagon, the SEC, come on my show and say 200,000 Chinese spec ops are in safe houses around the United States. Well, folks, this is about as close to official as you're going to get. Well, you don't think the Iranians are doing this? And the Iranians are like tied at the hip with the Chinese. In fact, the Chinese just about 2 hours ago came out and threatened Iran with, quote, all out war. I mean, threatened Israel, I should say, over Iran. They threatened Israel over Iran with all-out war. You don't think that oil fields in America are a domestic terrorist target? How about the grid? It's time to wake up. And then I'm not even talking about what they could do to carry out terrorist attacks against civilian populations in various public locations. From schools to shopping centers to wherever. The Iranians said today there are no red lines. There is no line we will not cross. And I said this to someone on the phone today. I go, Dave, do you think they could get a dirty bomb and use it? I don't know. But if they had it, they would probably use it. There are no red lines. Gee, what else does that mean? Well, there are no red lines. The Trump family has been threatened by the cartel. They have been threatened by Iran. Our politicians are at risk. Now, there's a lot of politicians. I wouldn't give them the time of day. I think they're reprehensible, but I don't wish harm upon them, and I want them to be safe. And so I am a concerned American. And let's say they were to go after, I don't know, someone, AOC. I don't think they go after AOC, but if they did, okay, I'm about as politically 180 degrees from her as possible. I don't want anything to happen to AOC. That is an American government representative, and I believe everything is on the table with Iran. Okay, now set that aside. Let's talk about the environment for you. Right now, the experts, and I think their estimates are low, they're saying the immediate impact is oil is going to go to $95 a barrel immediately. And if the war intensifies and looks like it's going to last for a while, there's no limit. I'm reading projections of an extended war going up to $200 a barrel if you can get it. And let me ask you this. Who's going to have first priority on oil? Is it going to be you or the military? So, stupid thing to say. Most people figured it out. Today's a good day to go fill up your tank. And don't let your tank go below half during this period of war. And I don't know how bad things are going to get domestically, but the potential is off the charts. Now, you'll never hear the lamestream media ever talk about this. But with 4 years of open borders, with what we know about the TDA, the MS-13, all the congressional hearings on terrorist groups, Trump declaring these groups to be terrorist groups, and then we have the Chinese factor. If they're going to attack Israel, or is that all-out war? Well, we're aligned with Israel, and they have the potential to hurt us. These are facts that you're not getting on Fox. You're not getting this on CNN. And I'm not sure why we're getting more honesty out of the White House right now than we are the news agency. So you cannot trust them. And I would encourage you in the alternative media side that you follow the people that you think are relatively well informed, are logical, and they're not going to BS you. And I think there's some litmus tests here too. One, do they suggest suggestions for improvements? How to handle a problem. And I've said this before, it's how you tell disinfo. Are they, let's put it this way, do you think they're being paid $7,000 to $11,000 to promote an ideology? Those people should never be listened to for anything, ever, ever. Those are your two litmus tests right now on who you follow. But I'm just going to say this right now. This isn't the Vietnam War where we're not going to be touched here in America. This goes on the length of time. They've said no red lines. What the hell do you think that means? Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools, and keep your cars filled up. Take care of yourself physically. Start networking with your neighbors. I've already had a couple calls today with neighbors. And fortunately, I don't know, it's because they follow me. They know things are potentially bad. Let me get to some other aspects of this as well too. Your ability to feed your family, to get to the grocery store, to afford the groceries that are there. If it's costing triple to ship cargo ships through the Strait of Hormuz, what do you think is going to happen to your grocery bill? They're going to pass on the cost to you, and it's not going to take forever. Oil is already going to, I can tell you right now, by the end of the day today, we're going to see a pretty dramatic effect on oil. It may not be like what the first Gulf War was. It may be faster. It may be more, maybe less. I don't know. But you're going to see an effect on the first day. History has clearly shown that. Why? Because oil is driven by the futures market. What do we think oil is going to sell out tomorrow? Let's watch the world events. Well, what's that telling them? It's going to be hard to keep up our oil supply. You know, Trump is ramping things up with oil production in the United States, but it ain't fully ready, thanks to Joe Biden. So I'm going to say it again: food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And I'm not giving you Noble Gold as a vendor selling point here. I'm telling you, this goes on any length of time, the banks are going to be in trouble. What did I read the other day? That the real insiders of the Federal Reserve are saying 675 banks are in trouble. One has failed. And even if we have the money to cover the banks, which we don't, if it's very big. But let's say we did. Have you followed ever how people have trouble getting money back from a bank that's failed? It can take years. Can your family wait years to eat? This is the time when people say, well, you need to keep a lot of cash on hand. Yeah, you say, well, the dollar is failing. But right now, cash is king because things are going to be cash and carry. We are entering into unpredictable times. We're dealing with an enemy that can disrupt us domestically. To what degree, that remains to be seen. But to say it's not going to happen, think again. Who do you think Claudia Sheinbaum is going to align with? Who do you think Mark Carney in Canada, a communist from the Bank of London, who do you think he's going to align with? And he sings the praises of Xi Jinping, as does Governor of California Gavin Newsom. And Claudia Sheinbaum hates Trump. She made another negative comment yesterday before all this conflict about us closing the border. It's because she's not getting the billions of dollars of remittances from people that have come into the country, send money back to their families back home. I don't see her supporting us one iota. And we already know their cartels dispense fentanyl in our country and they get it from China. And China's declared war on Israel, basically. And that carries over to us as an ally. I mean, everything is on the table right now. Everything. And I'll say this about Trump. A lot of people have jumped off his bandwagon. He's done things I don't like. I've told you about it. But who would you rather have running the American ship right now? Biden, Obama, George W. Bush, or would it be Trump? And I'm going to give you a final bit of information to chew upon, and it's been brought to my attention. Dave, your criticism of Trump kowtowing to Israel is accurate and valid. In fact, even Colonel McGregor has said this very clearly. But he said, Israel, we were afraid, was going to use nukes against Iran. So Trump can join them and control the situation better, or he could sit back and let Israel start a third world war. Because they nuke Iran, Israel's getting nuked by China and Russia. That was pointed out to me, and this person was at one time a very highly placed source in our military structure, someone I've known for a lot of years. And I respect his opinion, but also too, I respect his logic. I think he's correct. I don't know that Trump is quite the operation, but I'll tell you this. I did a video on this to preemptively set this up today. I didn't know the war was going to start today, but I said it would happen on a Friday or a Saturday. And I said it'll be after the Olympics because we don't need hostage situations at the Olympics. So the Olympics were done, the people were home. And here comes the war. The timing is unmistakable. And I think that Trump is trying to manage Israel because Netanyahu's out of control. And no, I'm not anti-Semitic because we are going to need Israel, but not at the expense of my Christian religion and not at the expense of American boots on the ground at this point. And I think Trump being involved can help prevent that. It's going to give you something to think about. Some of you think that he's totally swallowed up by Israel, but with Israel's Samson option that I ran 2 days ago, I said every American president has been captured by the Israeli government because of the Samson option. Well, if you don't do what you want, we're just going to launch nukes. Trump, by being involved in this right now, is in a good position to limit or stop that. I know some of you are going to sit back and say, man, this really kind of makes me take a second look at my perspective on things. It did me too. I had a 90-minute conversation with a high-level military operative that's retired but still really well connected. He doesn't spend that much time to me. We usually have bullet point conversations. Benghazi, it was 90 seconds the first time, 3 minutes the second. Why the hell aren't you writing something, Dave? Okay, those are the length of conversations we have. We had a 90-minute conversation. And we talked about everybody from Casey Fleming and his observation about Chinese in safe houses, all the way to what Israel's going to do, their options, the Russian Navy, what they're going to do. We got into it all, but I'm telling you, here was the bottom line. Tell your audience to prepare as if they're not going to be able to get resources for a while, because that may come where resources are temporarily suspended. We may see widespread domestic violence. We might even see the grid come down, although I'm sure Trump is taking actions against that. And I haven't been told that, but I'm sure he is. And we could see damage to our oil fields. And Saudi Arabia is worried that their oil fields are going to be attacked as well. In fact, they've issued a national alert to that effect. Welcome to the modern world, people. I wish Israel had a leader that knew how to negotiate. But I understand when you're negotiating with Iran, you're talking to the devil. Their leadership is horrendous, and I feel badly for their people. They've had to live under this for this many years. Prep now. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And if you're worried about your financial assets, you better talk to Noble Gold. Thanks for joining us. I'm not pulling any punches. And I think after the introductory segment, I think you would agree I can't. Now, I have mixed feelings about the war, and I'm not going to get into that here. Do I think Khomeini should be gone? Yeah, for all the death he's brought. But I want to focus right now on an organization that's propaganda, and it's non-Christian, fake Christian viewpoints of the organization, not necessarily all the people, could lead to the death of your adult children, your adult grandchildren, and I absolutely refuse to be silent. And we're going to talk about who TPUSA really serves, who the grieving widow that we're not supposed to question or talk about, who she serves. And for that, I have to go back into the Bible with current events examples. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Have you recently come into money? Well, God bless you, because a lot of people haven't. But if you've got a decent sum of money sitting around, you go, what am I going to do with this? Put it in the bank? Worst thing you could do. Dodd-Frank 2010, they can take it. Don't put it into a retirement account. Dodd-Frank 2010, they can take it. UCC code section 8, they can take it. But my friend Joe Lombardi, Iron Hawk Financial, he can help you set up a system that previously only the super elite got to use due to a provision in the IRS code called section 7702. Joe is one of the top Wall Street brokers. He learned about this. He's learned how to apply it. He's never had a complaint from the Better Business Bureau. And Joe has never lost a dime of people's money. And he wants to help you set up things like end-of-life care, trusts, annuities that'll pay you a huge salary that's virtually tax-free, all legally, no smoke and mirrors. And this is where you want to go with a decent sized set of money. Now, this is not for everybody. And if you're sitting on that money, go, man, what am I going to do with this? Joe has the answer. And it's also recession proof. If the economy starts to collapse because of the extraordinary expenditure we're putting into the war, well, you're not going to feel it. This is recession proof. How do you find out more? Go to DH Hawk, Hawk, one word, dhawk.com. Fill out the information sheet. They're not going to pressure you. Answer your questions. And they'll tell you pretty quickly, is this a good deal for you? Or maybe you should look to go somewhere else with your money. No hard feelings. They're just going to be completely honest with you. Their reputation is much more important to them than a deal. DHawk.com. Okay. Let me just say this. Again, those of you who followed me in the beginning after Charlie was killed, I supported Eric. I said, leave her alone. Let's move TPUSA forward. I'm sure they've got some good people behind Charlie. I said all these things until I couldn't deny the lies, obfuscation of facts, the grifting, all that was going on after Charlie's death, particularly the memorial. The body language, Erica was all wrong. She's dressed in Elvis clown suits, not looking like a grieving widow at all. And then the Zoom calls and the public statements start coming out. The Bible's really clear. Widows are to be secluded, supported, but left alone. Don't make demands. Their heart is healing. It takes time. This is what I wanted to do with Erica, but she put herself in the limelight 2 days in. I'm CEO. The day after. And see, this is where I get suspicious. And I'll tell you people at TPUSA, stop acting like you're picked on. Because if you don't want people to make accusations, then stop acting like you're guilty. Because here's the deal. One day after on 9/11, you came out with memorialized merchandise. I guess a lot of people are going to ask this question, so I'll ask it for them. How did you get it ready so quickly? Some people are going to accuse you of foreknowledge. They'll tie things like Fort Huachuca in. I'm not doing that here, but I'm telling you, people are saying these things in big numbers. And listen, you can call someone demonic until the cows come home, but the reality is the polls show 90% of the people support Candace, and I'm one of them. Have I agreed with everything she has said? No. I don't agree with myself at everything I say, but she's right on almost everything she is saying. But this merchandise timing is extremely suspicious. And when you tie in Fort Huachuca, which I believe there's enough evidence to conclude it's real, you have to start asking questions. But even if that's not valid, they had just, oh man, they just flipped the switch and they burnt the midnight oil and they had factories all over the country producing things and they got it out in just a day. Amazing. We've never seen production like that in America. Way to go, TPUSA. Okay, so let's grant them that dispensation, but let's go to 6 days out. 6 days out. I didn't see any remorse in Erica, any grieving. I saw no elements. Dab the eye a little bit. Oh, but we made 200,000. We registered people. Really? Have you ever heard of the term incongruence? Body language, emotion, speech, they don't match up. People pick up on the body language subconsciously, micro expressions. When I discovered that tape, I just said, man, I regret ever telling people not to ask her questions. And then we have everything after. And when people start asking questions, why did your people jump over the chairs and disassemble the cameras and the SIM cards? And we got the BS explanations. The police told us, no, they didn't. Oh, we were afraid that someone would steal the cameras. Really? With all the security there. And what about the man in the brown shirt? Oh, another topic for another time. I just look at, I'm looking at my notes here. You know, the IRS, we understand, is taking a good look at you, and they should. Form 990, Zach DeGregorio, correct? And you had to write him a cease and desist because they used the word audit rather than effort. It was a full-scale audit that Charlie asked for. I don't care what you call it in print, but when you review finance and you're looking for certain things that are unspecified, that's an audit. Get out your dictionary. I think they'd have taught that in law school. We got some real interesting situations now. The TPUSA halftime show. I really haven't gone there, but I'm going to go there right now. Kid Rock is pissed, and you better watch out, TPUSA, because that ain't the kind of guy that's going to sit on not being paid. How many other vendors are you not being paid? I'll tell you who you're not taking care of that you're financially obligated. The people that sent you donations, the $10, $25, $50 that Grandma Jones clearly can't afford, but she believed in Charlie and she's heartbroken at his death. So she throws money at you in the hopes that she's going to get her 47 cap back that she hasn't got back. And she never will. And neither will 50,000 other people. Really? And you wonder why we ask questions. Oh, but if we ask questions, Eric has already labeled us. We're demonic. Well, we wouldn't ask questions if you didn't act guilty. By the way, do you know what happened to the SUV that they drove Charlie to the hospital in? It got sold after it got cleaned out. Excuse me, wouldn't that have been a crime scene, ladies and gentlemen? Now, you have put your donors that are 100% Zionist to the expense of American welfare, 100%. You've put them first because you want the money. You've set aside any grief, real or not, in the name of money. You had a disgusting memorial of the mock-up of assassination tent at AmFest in December and charged people to have selfies taken in there and then trying to pump merchandise on them. Unbelievable. All about money. Money, 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 money. When I go back into the Bible, see, I don't see evidence that they're really serving Jesus. They're serving Baal. Baal was like the originator of the prosperity gospel. It's what Baal was. Erica Kirk and TPUSA serve Baal. For those who aren't biblically oriented, that would be Baal. Some call it Baal. In fact, I heard Billy Graham in an old sermon the other day call it Baal. Most people call it Baal. Doesn't matter. Baal, Baal. It's called greed, money. The Bible's really clear. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Money is your God. You've shown it over and over and over. And I really wish you'd stop professing the fact that you're Christian. Because for us to embrace your notion of Genesis 12:3, which is valid, but then there was, as I've pointed out, Baal, Molech, and Asherah, and the people, the descendants of Abraham, were not able to follow through with their part of this covenant. That's why God had to send Jesus Christ to the earth to die for our sins. But see, I don't see you embracing that. Don't call yourself a Christian organization. And then one more thing. The fact that the FARA document that talks about geofencing churches in the Western United States has you down as a participating agent. You know, I get real nervous when lists are created. Why do you have to know who goes to what church? The best case answer is, again, we're back to the Baal worship. We want to make money by marketing them. People are telling me, like they write to me every day, Dave, I'm getting contact by giving donations to TPUSA. I've never heard from them before. How'd they get my? Well, I can tell you how they geofenced you. It's about Baal. Well, when it comes to TPUSA, I used to be a supporter, but I ain't no longer playing ball. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.